Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with...
Rachel Cawthorn. I'm the Communications Director at the Georgetown Business Improvement District.
And Georgetown is holding its inaugural Sunset Cinema on the Waterfront series. Now, we're actually catching it at the end. It's been going for like 5 weeks, and this is the last one, right? But I figured we'd go ahead and do this since this is probably the ultimate Georgetown filmed movie.
Yeah, well, so this is, been the ultimate, as you said, this is sort of the ultimate way to experience movies in Georgetown, because all the movies in the series have been filmed in or inspired by Georgetown. And we think that's because Georgetown is such an iconic neighborhood. It's it predates Washington. And so people, for that reason, I think, in the film industry have really flocked here to take advantage of its beautiful scenery and the physical landscape of Georgetown. So really, we wanted to capture that. And I think the experience of watching movies right on the water with the sunset in the background is kind of can't really be missed. So we really wanted to do that. So this is the first time we're doing it. And I think you're right. This is kind of the ultimate movie. So I think people, is not too late, because I think this is going to be an awesome movie. We've been having really great turnout, and I think this will be a big one too.
The movie is pretty legendary, but at the same time, it's also, I know there's some pretty graphic stuff. I'm not going to say it, but we all know what we're talking about. Is it something where you just did a disclaimer with parents, or is that something you've been worried about when you were selecting the movies, or how did you even figure that out?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. I think that we knew in our hearts and minds, we felt like we had to have The Exorcist as part of the lineup, but we were very careful, and we worked really closely with the Park Service to make sure that it all made sense for everyone and that it was included in all of our collateral and our posters and our messaging, that we have chosen some rated R movies. And I think that we think it kind of works out, because for most kids, it's kind of past their bedtime anyway. Right. The movies start at sundown, like 8:30, and so things don't really get rolling until just right around 9. So it's kind of really meant for a young professional audience, and we've actually seen that in terms of our attendance. So a smattering of kids, but for the most part, I think it's not really geared toward that audience anyway. So I think it all made sense for everybody.
So it's not edited at all, right? It's The Exorcist in all its glory.
This is The Exorcist in all its glory. I mean, it's you're right. It's such an iconic movie. I think it really has legs for now. I mean, it's obviously more than 30 years old at this point. And, you know, for people who really know Georgetown. Oh, the 73. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
42.
Exactly. Wow. That's amazing.
That's crazy.
I mean, you know, it's a really challenging movie in a lot of ways, and it's so good. It's so sort of like psychological thriller. And I mean, for people who love DC and love Georgetown, there's so many really iconic, you know, visuals to really bring you into the moment. And so many of them, really, you're going to kind of feel like you're right there, because you are right there. Yeah. So it's very cool. And actually,
name some of them.
I will. So when they start the movie, you see a kind of an aerial shot of the Key Bridge and Georgetown, the commercial area, and the university. So it's kind of that iconic Key Bridge view.
Skyline.
Right, the skyline, like that
the
kind
Exxon.
Of gothic. Yeah,
no, the
yeah,
Exxon.
The Exxon.
That was it.
There we go. That's really scary.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really see that. You see, of course, the steps, which we're all familiar with, and have become really sort of like a spot for recreation, we're seeing. There's actually some scenes in a bar called The Tombs. We're pretty sure that it's filmed at The Tombs. Some say that some scenes were filmed at Billy Martin's Tavern, which is another sort of legendary, you know, longstanding, iconic Georgetown bar over on Wisconsin. But The Tombs is really close to 3600 Prospect Street, which is that, you know, that faded house that's in that's filmed in the movie. And so actually The Tombs is doing a little deal where they're having an all-night happy hour. They're extending it from like 3 p.m. till close, which is at 1:30 for today. Tonight you can go, well, really before the movie and after the movie, and get this, you know, happy hour special. And they're actually doing a special drink called The Exorcist with tequila.
It's so awesome.
So yeah, they're doing a special drink. So you really see some of these iconic spaces.
Are there other restaurants taking part? Because I know at least there, you had a whole list on the website of
that's right. Yeah, good point. So we have folks who are doing specials, whether they're pickup before the movie. Actually, one of the restaurants is delivering right to folks at the waterfront at the movie, which is awesome. And then we have people on
what
site.
What restaurant's that? Do you
I believe
remember?
That's Paolo's.
Okay.
If people go to georgetowndc.com and click on the little billboard that says Sunset Cinema, they'll see a full list of people who are going to be serving food there on site at the film and where they can take advantage of deals to bring a picnic. So it's really one of those things that's, you know, kind of a lovely night, picnic, bring your friends, bring your sweetie, and it's just like free and fun, and we're thrilled to be doing it. We can't wait to do it again.
What are some other tips similar to that? Like, so people have a general idea of like, okay, I know where that little water fountain thing is down there on the water. Where exactly is it? And what, you know, the right. details with the X, I know you can't bring chairs, that sort of thing.
Yes, good point about the chairs. So to make sure that everyone has a great Sunset Cinema experience, we're encouraging everyone to just bring blankets. You can bring food, of course, no alcohol. This is a Park Service property. So if you're not familiar with Georgetown Waterfront Park, it's right along K Street, and the movie will be happening right at Cecil Place. So really, if you just look for the water fountain, the sort of water feature that's right at the center of K Street, down on the water, you'll can't really miss where we're having the movie. But we encourage folks to start arriving around 7. Again, the movie starts at 8:30 or so, basically when it gets dark enough, and that'll be around 8:30. So we encourage people to come, bring their blankets, and kind of stick out their spot, because this is going to be popular, and so we encourage people to, you know, stick out their spot early. We're also doing some contests, so the first 50 people who come up to the blue tent when they arrive and say, "It's a lovely day for an exorcist," get a free Georgetown bag of swag bag.
Nice.
And we're also doing some contests on social media, so people should check out Twitter and Instagram and look out for Georgetown there.
Awesome. So you said arrive around 7, but if you can get out a little early, get out from work, maybe go hit some of the steps, hit the house, and then make your way on down here.
I think that's right. That's right. Go to Happy Hour at the Tombs, Hit up the stairs, take a photo. We encourage everyone, and this is one of those contests, so make sure you check out, especially I think our Twitter feed and Instagram handles. And Twitter, if I may, is at Georgetown DC.
You may.
And Instagram is at official Georgetown DC. So check those out, because if you tag your experience at the stairs, maybe you want to reenact the fall, maybe not the whole fall,
sure.
but yourself at the bottom of the stairs, you know, make it what you want. Tag Georgetown Sunset Cinema. That's the hashtag. Then you will be entered to win a prize too. So there's lots of fun going on with this.
If they make their head spin around, is it an automatic winner?
You definitely win. Hashtag winning. If you can do that. I'd like to see that.
And
ideally
then,
in a video.
And then we're going to run away.
Exactly. And then I will hightail it very far away.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. So we're excited.
Awesome.
It's going to be a great end of the series, and we can't wait to do it again next year. So hope everyone will come out. And if you want all the info, again, follow that hashtag Georgetown Sunset Cinema and go to georgetowndc.com. You'll find all the details.
Awesome. It sounds like a lot of fun. Before we go, just wrapping up, future years. I know this is the first one. Are you guys going to try to bring it back? Is it going to be, is it only Georgetown theme for the first year, and then after that it can be whatever? Or, you know, what do you
right.
view going forward?
Right. Yeah. You know, we obviously did Georgetown themed for the first year. It felt right. Next year, not sure what we're going to be doing, but there's so many different
But you are planning to bring it back.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had an incredible response from this and really fun turnout. I think people, again, realize that, you know, Georgetown is one of those beautiful sort of oases in the in the urban setting, and we want to take advantage of that and offer something free and fun for people to do. So we'll definitely be bringing it back next year. So, hey, if you want to give us some feedback on what you think the theme should be next year, shout it out at us. We'd be happy to get the feedback.
Love it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.
Thank you.
And everybody come out and enjoy The Exorcist outdoors in the very neighborhood where it was shot.